RDI Diamond sales professionals are eager to help you in every way possible to make sure you get the diamond.
RDI, how can I help you?
Yeah, Nikki.
Oh, one moment, please.
Thank you.
RDI Diamonds, this is Nikki speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Nikki, Doug Turner, North Carolina. How are you?
Hey, Doug, very well, thanks, and you?
Good, doing well. Have you got just a moment to talk about something?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, good. But everything is good. Everything is fine. It's just a little bit of a situation that I ran into today that was unexpected. But
okay.
the good news is we're going to make it work with your help. Everything's going to be fine. The latest natural diamond you sent me, the 2.26, 2.27, whatever that was, eco, that one, I kept waiting for Mike's to buy it. I kept waiting for him to come. He finally showed up with his wife, Angie. Guess what? Now here's the good news. There's good news and bad news. The good news is, I got the money. So the good news, he finally gave me the money, so everything is wonderful, and he's buying the diamond. Okay, that's the good news. But, so you're making a sale. It doesn't matter. The bad news is his wife rejected that beautiful E-color SI2 stone. She spotted the SI2, and it 9 o'clock, you know, if you look real close, you're going to see that slight inclusion, which I had already pointed out to Mike. Mike knew about it. Everything was fine. There was no issue. Angie, his wife, I'm finding out, is very, 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 very picky, and she can't live with it. She just absolutely says, no, I can't. I don't want this on my hands. And I said, Angie, you realize this is an E-color stone. Colorless stone. It more than compensates for the fact that you've got that slight. She said, I don't care. I can see it. I don't want it. And she was pitched a fit. And Mike was embarrassed. He was like, Doug, I don't know what to do. And I said, look, here's the thing. I said, my sources in New York, meaning you, I said, we're going to find it won't be E-color. I told him straight up. I said, it's not going to be E-color, but we're going to find a stone that is going to be, she won't be able to find anything in it. So we're talking VS goods, of course. So here's the chore for you, Nikki. Can you find me? Now, I'm going to overnight, the deal is done. I'm going to overnight you $13,000 or whatever it came to. So, you know, you're happy, your boss is happy, I'm happy, but she can't live with a stone, so it's coming back to RDI. But you'll already have your cash, so don't worry. The only thing is, I've got to replace it with something larger than a 2-carat. That was a 2.2, was it 2.26 or 2.27? I can't remember.
2.27.
But anyway, whatever it was, yeah, okay. And it doesn't have to be that. Maybe 2.10 or 12, I don't know, anything larger than a 2-carat. The one you sent me was fantastic. She's just a screwball. I'm being honest with you. She is just a weird lady. And Mike's nice. The husband is nice as can be. He's apologetic. He said, Doug, I hate to put you through. And I just told him straight up. I said, Mike, you know, we can't just keep doing this. I said, but I am going to work with my supplier, you. We're going to find Angie. I said, we're going to find something she loves, she absolutely loves. So here's what I'm hoping you will bail me out. You'll have the $13,000, and you'll have this stone back. And then, in the meantime, take that $13,000 and find me right away, because she wants something immediately. Find me something she can't see an inclusion in. So we're going to have to go, forget E color, it can be G. G is fine. Fine. G color, VS1. Quote me some figures on a 2.2, I don't care, 2.15, 2.12, 2.15, 2.2, something comparable to that one, slightly off in color, relatively speaking, because I don't even want an E color. She doesn't appreciate it. She doesn't know what she's got.
she just doesn't want the inclusions.
Exactly. It's driving her crazy. She looks at it upside down. She sat in the office for an hour and 45 minutes. She sat in the office turning it around and complaining and just on and on and on. And Mike is actually on a phone call. He got a business call. She's now fussing at him. Get off that phone, weirdo. It was like, I'm in the middle of this whole thing. But you know what? I got the money. The good news is I got the money. That's done. All we got to do now is swap this stone. Of course, it's in its original paper. It's got the original IGI. It's still everything, you know, it's never been, other than her turning it upside down and sideways, it has never been done anything right. So look for me desperately, something in the same price range or even better. Or if it's $500 more, we're going to, I'll meet Mike, eat it, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But let's find a G, no worse than G, F or G. VS1, she can't find anything in a VS1. There's no way.
Yeah.
Give me some pricing. I hope we can make that work. If it has to be a VS2, that'll probably still be okay. But VS1, we are safe. We know she can't complain. And she's not even going to know the difference in E to an F or G color. She won't even know the difference. It's got to be GI, though. She's absolutely adamant, because I think I told you, she's got some lady, I don't know who it is, but she's got some lady that appraises stones and all this stuff, and they're telling her, don't you get anything but GI. Okay, I can live with that. So if you can find me a GIA stone, F or G, VS1, I hope, and keep me as close to that 13.2 that you guys gave me on the price. And all's well that ends well. In fact, I'm going to send you the money. You're going to find me a stone first.
How does she feel about fluorescence, though? You know, if we're going to have to stay within that price range, it's either going to be like a very good, medium strong fluorescence, and obviously smaller than the 2.27, which you said is fine.
Correct.
How would she feel about fluorescence?
Not good. That's because of this, whoever this lady is that keeps throwing cold water on things, that is her so-called best buddy that claims to be a supplier for a jewelry store in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I knew her father. Her father did have a jewelry store. He was an okay guy, kind of uppity, but he was okay. And the daughter I've never met, so apparently she is something else. That then in turn sets Angie off. That's Mike's wife. She now goes into a tizzy because this lady keeps just bringing up all this stuff. So to answer your question, a slight fluorescence probably, but not, no. That's going to throw up, because I know her. She's going to take the cert to this lady, and the lady's going to say, no, you don't want that. And then here we are back and forth swapping stones again. I don't want to do that. So what do you see on your screen? What do you got?
Yeah, so currently, just to give you an idea, hence my question, let me see. Oh, it doesn't look too good. Just to give you an example, okay, and I know you said VS2 or VS1, but I'm going to quote you two or three diamonds, then you just have an idea of the price range.
Yeah.
I have a 210, F-S-I-1. It's a triple X. And it has strong fluorescence for $15,330 net. Then I have, let me see. I have a 2.16 FVS2 GIA triple X with medium fluorescence for $20,088.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I know. Okay, we're going to have to go to G Color.
Okay, G Color, I have a 2.02 G SI1 triple X faint fluorescence for $15,857 net. And let's see here. I have a 2K, ooh, no, this is a strong fluorescence. Let's see. Okay, I have, oh my goodness, Doug, this is a difficult one.
I know it is, honey, and I apologize. This threw me a total curve. He's a little bit odd guy, but he's a very good guy. And he's bought, you know, jewelry from me for 10 years. So he's got a great, I mean, we have a great relationship, and he's got money, not big money, but, you know, he can buy his wife a nice diamond. And I think I told you, they have a carat and a half from me already. I think it came from you. That's been quite some time ago. And I'm talking to them into putting a pendant. I don't want it back, so I'm trying my best to get them to defend it. That's why the 227 was so wonderful, because it made a significant difference in look from the 1.5. But she's crazy. I'll be honest with you. apparently, he said that when he went to get it insured, or not that, but some other jewelry insured, that she drove the insurance agent so bananas with phone calls and demands, so to speak. They told her to take her business somewhere else, that they didn't even want to do business with her, the insurance company, for goodness sake. So it gives you an idea, and I'm so glad it's his wife and I don't have to deal with her. he can sleep with her. She can't be that good.
I can imagine.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, okay, I'm glad it's your problem, but not that. But anyway, okay, so at least, let's forget F in color, because it's not going to, we're going to have to drop to G color. I think that's going to be just fine. And then I'm scared of an SI1. I'll be honest with you. I'm scared of an SI1 based on her being so picky. I'm afraid.
Let me see here. Okay. I have a 2-carat even G VS2 GIA. It's a very good, excellent, very good, no fluorescence for $16,600. So the million-dollar question is, would he be, you know, able to spend a bit more, you know, to get her that VS?
Right. Is he capable? Yes. Will he do it? Based on the conversation we had in the office and the follow-up phone call, he also called me back when she wasn't there because he couldn't talk in front of her. In fact, get this, whatever we do, he's not going to tell her. Let's just say we come up with a diamond and it's going to cost $2,000 more. I'm just using that as an example. He's going to tell her it was an even trade. He's henpecked, isn't he? He can't tell her that it's going to be more money, even though it is going to be more money. I've got to go along with his little game that we're swapping even. And that, I don't, this marriage, I don't know. Like I said, I'm glad it's his stuff. But isn't that something? I don't know if he'll, it's going to be tough for him. More than $2,000, I can just see him going bananas. because we had convinced him, and rightfully so, that we had the e-color was amazing. So he thinks, well, then we ought to be able to swap even. You know, that's his mentality.
So what I can do, Doug, I just emailed you two lists of what I have available. Some of them are out to jewelers. So if you pick one that is out, I have to verify that it's if it's sold or not. But in the meantime, I'm going to give a call to my team leader, Nico, and see if he can, you know, work something out for us to get, you know, a diamond in that.
Yeah, you're going to make a sale. I mean, I've got the money in my hand. We're going to make a sale as long as you, well, provided you find us something that is, you know, somewhat comparable.
Correct.
We're going to make the sale. And I'll just overnight you the stone back. But I don't want this. I'm not trying to get. All I'm going to do is set us down, Mike, and you and I continue to do business. If he has to tell his wife it's an even trade, then so be it. I don't want to be involved. And guess what? I'm not going to mount it. I've made up my mind. She is so crazy. If I were to mount the stone and it did, you know, one little thing didn't please her, one prong wasn't exactly where she thinks it should be, or the thickness of the set, you know, something she would pick apart. I don't want it. I'm gonna get the stone, make the sale. You're happy. I'm happy. Mike, he's not happy, but he'll live with it. And then she can get that so-called expert in Raleigh to set it for and charge her $3,000 for a setting that I would have charged her $1,500 for, you know? But that's good. Then it'll be their problem when, I don't know, when something bends or breaks or a stone falls out, you know, whatever. It'll be their issue. I don't want any parts of it. At this stage of the game, now that I've met her, she is something. Lord. Anyway, okay, if you'll send me that, let's look it up. Heck, you know what? We may have to go to H color. And if she's so picky about inclusions, I don't think an H color is going to drive her nuts. It probably wouldn't. I don't think she'd know the darn difference, because the E made no difference to her. No matter how much we told her how rare it is and how colorless it is, it didn't matter to her one little bit, other than she called it a black. It's not black. It was not a black inclusion, but that's what she keeps calling it. And she called it a black spot. That's her word. Yeah, this black spot drives me. Okay, whatever. So, isn't that something?
An H. Let me see if I have something in an H.
I mean, if we have an ultra clean, well made stone and an HDS, then maybe that will get us to the price we need to be.
Ooh, I've got some fantastic options, but they're strong fluorescents. They're within your budget, but they're and strong fluorescents can only be seen. Was it in, like, you know, club lighting or something?
Yeah. I'm aware. She just reads that GIA to Miss Floozy, whoever it is in Raleigh. I wouldn't listen. I agree with you. It wouldn't be an issue to 90% of the buying public, but because she must have this whatever relationship she has with this lady in Raleigh that's the daughter of the owner of the store that retired, and she is supposedly the expert, and she may be. She may be GIA certified. I don't know. But she probably is. She's probably a GIA graduate, I'm guessing. But whoever it is, she is she's just pouring cold water on things. Based on the certification. So even though the look of the stone, you and I would agree, no big deal. If she hands that cert to this lady, the lady's going to go, you don't want that. If it was not strong fluorescence, I'd say absolutely.
Okay, see. Here we have something. Let me just have a look at the diamond. Okay, All right, so this could be an option. It is a 2.01 HVS2 triple X faint fluorescence, so not medium
Perfect.
But strong faint.
Yep,
and
yep.
It is $15,929 net. And then listen to a quote on something exactly the same with strong fluorescence, a 2.02 HVS2 triple X strong fluorescence, $13,933 net.
Yeah. See. What was the 227 that you sent me? It was fluorescence, but I can't remember. It wasn't strong though, correct?
Let me have a look there quickly. Just want to write down the product ID to look up the cert 295894 ESI2. Let's see.
I'm out of my office, so I would look at it myself, but I apologize.
Yes.
I had
medium,
to run some errands.
So medium fluorescence.
So medium didn't raise a red flag, apparently. It was all about her so-called terminology,
that's
black spot.
Me. Yeah. I love fluorescence in diamonds. I don't want to lie. But obviously now she has a second and third opinion coming to her, so...
Exactly, but now it apparently didn't raise a red flag to her so-called expert in Raleigh with medium.
Yeah.
I think heavy would. I think that would all of a sudden become an issue. But
yeah.
But slight to medium, I think we're safe. It's got to be clean. That's why I'm hesitating even on SI1. You and I, GIA, we know SI1 is fantastic. But
yeah.
Why take a chance? You know, why go through this again when we know VS1s and 2s are going to be, you know, what's she going to use, a 20 power to try, you know?
Now, I'm looking at the cert now of the one with faint fluorescence, and there's literally, let me just have a look at the mapping. Yeah, no black inclusions at all. None visible to the eye. It's a VS2. Should I send you perhaps two options, a VS2 and an SI1?
I think that's probably wise. And normally I do not like that. We get it, we sell it, but we're not dealing with our typical buyer. Now we're dealing with somebody that is, well, like you said, second party, third party, it's gotten...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or one with the medium fluorescence. Okay, but you mentioned the strong might be a problem. So I'm going to search for an SI1 G or H, very close to the budget, and then I'm going to send you the HVS2 triple X faint for the $15,929.
Yeah.
Then she has two to look at.
Yep.
But I'll make sure it's a fantastic SI1.
Yes, exactly. And that one will come in relatively close to our invoice on this e-color.
Correct.
I'm sorry to put you through this. It is just...
No,
it
I
has
love
been,
looking for solutions.
I guess the only consolation is the fact that he's civil, he's understanding, and he paid me. So
yeah.
you know, that part is on the positive side. It's just satisfying her. I cannot imagine what he must go through daily with this lady. She was on her way to the gym. You know, she had on her athleisure, whatever. I think she's just a spoiled whatever.
Mm-hmm.
On her way to the gym to work out, and I don't know. I don't know. It's just I'm just a.
We're gonna solve this one. We will solve it. Okay, so I have that one for you, and then I am going to call Nico quickly and have him look at an SI1 option that is that should be a VS2. He's good at doing that, spotting fusions.
There you go. That's the idea. Absolutely.
And then I'm going to give you a call back, quote it, and if you give the go-ahead, you'll have both diamonds tomorrow.
Sounds good, and I will go ahead and this stone, obviously, get it to you. And then I don't mind, I honestly don't, the money's sitting here, so I honestly don't mind you having the money. I don't want it. I mean, I want it. but I mean, we need to, I just don't want your superiors to go, you know, we're never going to be a sailor. Yes, we are. It's a done deal with, it's just done deal, not with that stone. It's just a done deal that this lady will not have a black spot, as she calls it. Now, let's just keep, see, we spoiled her with a 227. It's huge. It was triple X. I mean, it was beautiful. That stone was, it was magnificent, and we spoiled her with the step
steel.
Up from the 1.5 to that. Oh, it was a steal.
Yeah.
I knew that. You knew that. Mike knows that. She doesn't. She just can't get past the black
spot. Over that.
She can't. She can't do it. I mean, I thought maybe she would see the light. Nope. Not even close. Not even close. Okay. Let's make this thing happen one way or the other, and we're going to find her something. And listen, if you don't have what we think is the proper stone and somebody's got it at a store and you can get it back, it's going to take an extra couple of days, fine. I'm not worried about it taking an extra 3 or 4 days. That's not the issue. The issue is when she finally gets what she gets, we never have to deal with her again. You know, that's much more important than a couple of days. No big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. You, in the meantime, Doug, if you don't mind, if you could look through the list that I sent you, I think there are links to the pictures as well, and see if you could perhaps spot something that you think she'd like.
Okay.
As a second option.
Okay.
But I'm going to give Nico a call straight away now, and we'll solve this.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Okay, Nikki, thank you so much. It's been a not good experience with this lady. She is just not my normal customer is so laid back and so accommodating and understanding. Well, obviously they know they're getting great deals with me, and they appreciate it. This is someone I don't think she appreciates anything, to be honest. I really don't. I don't think so. So, oh well.
She's spoiled.
She must be rotten. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, all right, sweetheart. I'll look over this list, and if you'll speak to your people, and we're going to make this thing happen. It's just taking longer and a little more red tape than I expected. But it's a done deal. We've just got to get Cinderella the perfect slipper.
Yeah. We're going to do that. We'll find out something.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
All right, Doug. No worries. I'll call you soon.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey,
bye.
Bye-bye.